What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 221 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. So to follow up a little bit on the last podcast, which I believe was yesterday or the day before, talking about the need to compete and how it's kind of human nature to compete and to evolve, and how we can compete, though, with ourselves, not necessarily with others, especially in strength training, powerlifting, things of that nature. So we can satisfy that urge to compete, even if we are not directly trying to compete with others. So along those lines, you know, I think a funny thing, anybody that's worked out for a while will appreciate this. And as I was thinking about that podcast and that conversation, something became very clear to me that I really never realized before, which was actually quite comforting to realize. So what you know, if you are someone that's been doing this for a while, even if you're new, you probably already get it, but you'll get where I'm going. So when I first started lifting, I was, as many of you guys know, smaller guy, high school, never really did weights, didn't play football. Too small to play football. Was intimidated to go to the weight room with my friends who did play football because they were just already so much stronger than me. It was kind of like, felt like it would be humiliating. So I started doing some weights with my dad at the local YMCA before karate class. And I dug that, and then had some weights at home, you know, usual deal. And then one of my best friends in high school, Bob Wolf, was really into bodybuilding, and he was a member at a gym, bodybuilding gym, in the next town where nobody really from our high school went. No high school kids really went. It was all, you know, older guys, bodybuilders, real serious, awesome. I still have some of my best memories are from there. So I started going there with him, Mr. G's gym. And that's where I really got into weight training. And I can remember I was probably 135, 140 pounds at the time. And I can remember I would set these certain milestones, you know. And I can remember thinking, man, if I could just get up to like 180, I'd be good. If I could weigh 180, that would be awesome. You know, I'm only 5'7 on a good day. So 180 seemed like it would be nice. That was, you know, 30 pounds heavier than I was or something like that. So sure enough, you know, 4 years later, I was 180 pounds, and I was like, 200 would be good, man. If I could be like 195, 200, that'd be good, right? And the same thing happens with strength goals, right? So I first start out, I can remember, I just wanted to put the big 45s on each side, just bench 135 pounds, because I know I couldn't do that. I don't know what I could do when I started, but I can damn sure it wasn't that. And then once you get that, you know, the next milestone is kind of 185 pounds. That's the 45-pound plates plus the 25s. And then, of course, you got the good old 225. That's two 45-pound plates on each side. Then you got 275. That's two 25s and two 45s and a 25 on each side. And then the holy grail, the 315 pounds, that's three plates on each side. And I can still remember, even when I was competing as a bodybuilder in my 20s, bench was never really my strong suit. I was never particularly strong on anything, to be honest. I was, you know, average strength for a bodybuilder, because bodybuilding is about how your muscles look, not really how strong you are. So you obviously get bigger muscles by getting stronger, but that's not really the focus. So I'm stronger now than I was then. So even then, three plates, 315 pounds, was elusive for me. And I can still remember there was a guy who wasn't a bodybuilder. He was just a very naturally strong dude, would come in, warm up a little bit, and he could rep out 315 pounds on the bench for a couple reps fairly comfortably. And the cool thing was, he didn't look like he could. You know, he wasn't big, he wasn't jacked, but he's just really strong at the bench. But that always stood out, like, man, how much I wouldn't love to just lay down there and rep that out easily. And just FYI, I can do that now for a couple, and that's cool. So you keep setting these new, you know, my new number now is 350. You know, I want to get 350 for one. I've been able to get 340, so my new number is 350. So way back when I first started acknowledging all these things, like, man, how come I'm never satisfied? I get to 180, I want to be 200. I get to 200, I want to be 205. I can bench 150 now, I want to bench 200. I can bench 200, I want 225. Like, what is that, right? And so part of me used to think, and maybe some of this is true, you know, maybe some of this was tied in to, you know, my insecurities about being a small guy, that I could never be big enough, right? Because I'm just trying to overcome the guy that was intimidated by everybody being bigger than him growing up. The guy that had to, you know, always get in the front for the fucking pictures because he was small. The guy that always had to get the small shirts for on the Little League team. You know, maybe that guy can never be big enough, right? Maybe that's the guy who's just, there is no point where I am satisfied with my size because I am so tired of being the small guy. And I'm sure there is some of that. But I think the other part of it that gives me comfort is realizing that that's the nature of exactly what the last podcast was about, meaning it's human nature, it's animal instinct to get better and to overcome. And if you missed the last podcast, you can go back and check it out. But basically, we were talking about how you know, we want to climb that mountain, you know, for no other reason than to prove that we can do it. You know, we want to keep scoring a football game because we want to see who can win. You know, we want to keep track of our weights because we want to see if we're getting stronger. You know, we want to set PRs and beat PRs, not because we want to be necessarily the best powerlifter in the world, because we want to be stronger than we were last week, last year, last month. And so I realized that this is just part of that deal, is the reason that the goal goes from 185 to 225, 225 to 75 is, again, it's our need to improve. Okay, so when we say compete, let's call it our need for improvement. You know, what keeps us going, what gives us energy, what gives us life, is we're getting better at something, right? So whether that's business, chess, lifting, reading books, you know, the progression is what's exciting. You know, one, and you can hear everybody talk about this, everybody who has made it to a certain level of success, and they thought, once I make $50,000, once I make $100,000, once I make $500,000, once I make $1 million, once I have this certain truck, once I have this certain house, I'll be good. And they're not, right? Because it's the pursuit of those things and the achievement of those things as just an acknowledgement that they have achieved their goals, but it's not having that truck. That's why after that one truck, they're going to want the second truck. They're going to want the third truck. Or they're going to want the bigger house. It's just because that's continued proof of success and overcoming the challenges. It's not really having that thing, right? So this, again, is where strength training is so great, because there is always an opportunity to be better and to get stronger. And I thought about how motivating it is for me, even just on many levels, right? I think that I'm going to be better 5 years from now than I am today. I'm gonna be stronger next year than this time next year. I'm gonna be stronger than I am right now. At this time next year, I'm gonna be more successful in our business than I am right now. At this time next year, I'm gonna have even a better relationship with my wife and my kids than I do now, and so forth. And when you feel that way, it is very exciting to look forward to the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, because you have something to look forward to. I think a lot of people, I'm 49 right now, a lot of people at around this age start to think the other way. They start to think the best years are behind them, and they lose the passion for living because they're looking at things in the rearview mirror. You know, they hit their peak in high school or college physically. They are in a job that just feels like, yeah, maybe they'll get a raise next year, but they're not going anywhere. They've already kind of maxed out on their potential on this, that, and the other thing. They're married or they have kids, but they don't think that relationship is getting better. They think that it's getting older and tired. So I think it's important to have this mindset shift that you're getting better, not older. And I think that really can start with the physical aspect, because if you feel like you are physically more fit, looking better, feeling better, getting stronger every month instead of declining, that is exciting. That feels fucking awesome. And then you start to realize, well, shit, if I can do that with my physical appearance, my body, if I can get healthier, stronger, look better, feel better at this age, at any age, really, what else can improve, right? Why can't I get, I mean, we can always get more educated, more, read more, learn more about everything, right? You can improve your relationships just by taking the time to learn about them and think about them and spend time working on them, just like you do everything else. So I think, once again, strength is just a metaphor or a good example of what we can do on a kind of human scale to constantly improve, constantly be better than we were yesterday. And with that thought, with that mindset, our lives improve dramatically because our outlook on our daily life is improved, knowing that the best is yet to come. And I know that sounds corny, but I really believe that's true. So if you're in a position right now where you don't feel that way, and you don't know how to start feeling that way, I would suggest, if you have not already, start up a strength training program. Watch yourself get stronger week to week, day to day, month to month, and start to see how it renews that kind of fire that your life can actually continue to improve and get better. It doesn't have to go on this downward spiral as you get older. And you don't have to spend your day looking in the rearview mirror thinking that your best days are behind you. And with that, I'm out. Have a great day, you guys.